Dale, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Jane.
Beth's house just now is showing what seems to me to be an atypical exhibition there. That is, it relates to buildings and architecture, as usual at Beth's house. But this exhibition is called Build It, Architecture for Kids. And the kids it's designed for are age 3 to 12. Is this a new direction for your exhibitions?
In many ways, it is not. While this is the second summer we have offered Build It, the Betts House has actually offered a special program on construction trades called Bond at the Betts for the last 17 years. It is not open to the public. It is open to organized summer recreation programs who bring their children to watch a construction professional give a demonstration and give them a sense of what a career in that field might be all about.
Well, I want to talk more about that program, but first, let's bring out some of the elements of the Build It show. I understand that children who look at it learn how to design a treehouse, or decorate a skyscraper, or create a floor plan, and carry out other projects that they're not too likely to turn to on their own. How is the exhibition set up?
It is a set of modules or interactive stations. We have borrowed this exhibit from an architect in Chicago, and she created this set of modules called our Kid Texture. And each one is just as you are referencing, their child size, their bright colors, and they present materials, shapes, concepts that would be present in the construction of a house. And in one case, they are actually tracing shapes and types of houses from all over the world to help them think about buildings and the designs and patterns and shapes that are involved in buildings. And then we have blocks and a pyramid structure where they put flat blocks on a roof to get them to think about how things might be connected and lie on a slanted roof. And while it looks simple to adults, these are concepts that young children don't necessarily think about in relation to the construction of a building, of a design of a building. And then we give them an opportunity to take cardboard and construction paper and make a little house or something akin to a birdhouse. So we have different stations where they interact than the one that you referenced, the blueprint, which is kind of fun. They take a crayon and color over these embossed, upraised design, and out comes a blueprint. So they then have to learn, what is a blueprint? How is a house designed and laid out? They're fun and allow a new sense of exploration and creativity for children.
What's been the reaction of children to this exhibition?
I have been amazed when parents and grandparents come in, and while they are working with their children, the children go off in their own, and they will play with the materials that catch their attention. We also have one module that is a magnetized base. And little kids will just sit there for 20 minutes and keep stacking up these giant nuts and bolts on this magnetized surface. They are fascinated at how to stack these objects that are metal of different shapes and sizes, and they just keep creating stacks. And then there's a little thing, a little wall where they take rubber bands and create designs. And you and I might think it's very simple. I watched a four-year-old girl spend probably 10 or 15 minutes moving these rubber bands all around between all these nails, creating designs. And so for children who enjoy that kind of interaction and challenge, it is tons of fun.
Do adults ever try some of those hands-on activities?
Oh, all of the adults seem to like the embossed blueprint. I watch lots of adults do that. And then the station that is designed to create your own little cardboard house or birdhouse, it needs adult guidance. So for the craft-minded or those who like working on a little project with the children, they're often sitting on the floor helping the child understand how you even bend the cardboard to create a roof on the little house that they're making. And then we have books. So if they want to sit and read a book about skyscrapers, about building constructions, about construction trades, we have a little book reading corner as well.
Well, you have something else coming up, the special Family Fun Saturday. What is that?
Yes. If you watch our website, there will probably be two or three of those throughout the summer. The one that we're working on right now will be July 26th, the fourth Saturday of July. And the Betts House is owned by the Colonial Dames of America. And the Dames also own the log house that is at the Sharon Woods Heritage Village called the Kemper House. So we are coordinating with the Kemper House, and the title is The Three Little Pigs, Were They Right? Because 200 years later, both the log house and the brick house are still standing. Both of these homes were built in 1804. So at the Kemper House in Sharon Woods, they're working with some people to do a demonstration of stacking up logs. And then we are talking to some bricklayers and hoping we can get someone doing a demonstration on bricklaying for that. But it's not on our website because we don't have all the teachers lined up. But I'm pretty sure it's coming to fruition.
Let's go back to the bond at the Betts program, which is been going on for so long.
And yes.
Tell us some more about that.
This is really a lovely, quiet little program that has been serving mostly urban-based recreation programs for about 17 years. For 3 weeks in the month of June, we get volunteers who are professionals in construction trades to give presentations and do hands-on activities with youth from organized recreation programs. For example, someone from a concrete company will show the children how you mix concrete and how you pour it into molds, and the children get to help do that. And the volunteers give these 45-minute hands-on demonstrations, and the children get to touch, feel, see the tools, hear about what these people do in their specific career. And when the youth are not in that presentation, which usually takes place in our little courtyard in the back, they can go in the house, learn about the history of the house, and now the last two summers, we're able to let them play with the Build-It exhibit. So that's a nice compliment. But the bond program is meant to give groups of youth an orientation towards construction careers and help them understand what these various professionals do on a daily basis that enables us to have a functioning house, live in a building that's been built by these people, things that they may not ordinarily become aware of in their day-to-day life.
Well, thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about all of this, about Build It Dale.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to share anything about the Betts House. It's just a special little gem in Cincinnati that I hope people come and check it out.
Build It. Architecture for Kids runs through August 23rd, and we've been talking with Dale Dierdorf, Executive Director of Betts House. You can find a link to more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.